This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What's up?
What's up?
Welcome
to The Shade.
To another shady episode of The Shade. With the shadiest hosts you have ever encountered.
In the world.
In the world. In,
yes.
In your entire existence. Tabo and Sesh.
Tabo and Sesh.
We are happy to be with you here today again to talk about some shade, make you laugh, make you cringe, make you think about things you've never thought about before.
Deep in your mind.
Deep in your mind.
Yes.
Nicely done, Tabo. Nicely done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice wording.
Right.
I know.
So, today we have quite an interesting show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be discussing the most painfully awkward conversations in all human history.
The history of
humanity.
Humanity.
So, you know those conversations you get into?
They're lovely.
It's just awkward.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's painful.
Cringy.
Cringy is the exact word we'd use.
You feel like you don't want to live anymore.
You feel like digging a hole and burying yourself or kicking yourself in the foot. I don't get that saying. Kicking yourself in the foot. Like,
because it's painful. I assume.
And maybe it's stupid to kick yourself in the foot. So I don't know. But anyway, you still feel like kicking yourself in the foot.
You do.
And you're just like, are you seriously being this right now or saying that right now? So are you ready, Tava? I'm ready. Mm-hmm.
Never been readier.
So we have searched the internet.
Of course.
The www's.
.google.
To find these awkward conversations that we're going to be talking about, sharing, telling.
Possibly reminiscing.
Right.
About.
Hopefully not. One of these awkward conversations didn't happen to us. And obviously laughing because it's awkward, but it's funny.
Yes.
Especially when you tell it afterwards.
And that is what we do. We laugh at people's pain.
That makes us sound mean.
The shade.
No. I reject that slogan of The Shade. We do not laugh at people's pain.
Hence.
We make people laugh who are in pain. Because
but we
did something shady.
Yes.
Then they laugh at themselves. Because they realize. No? Alright, can we just not laugh at people in pain? Like, that's not nice.
That is how we live. We laugh at people's pain.
Tabo is speaking for himself right now. Just a disclaimer. I would just like to state I have nothing to do with what Tabo is talking about. Yes, so let's just move right along because otherwise we're in an awkward conversation, which we're trying to avoid. Like, that's the whole point of the show.
Yes.
So, Tabo, tell us, what is the first awkward conversation?
So, the first awkward conversation is a conversation that is between a mother and a child.
Mm-hmm.
During quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this is how it goes. Mom, are you okay? Child, I'm singing. Mom, I thought you were crying.
No! Oh my goodness.
Mm.
That is painful.
Yeah.
That definitely is painful. Especially for the child. The mother then's like,
yeah.
Don't do that again, okay?
Ooh.
Don't do that. Don't.
Child is out here, man with Taylor Swift wallpapers around the wall.
Has a dream. A 5-year plan.
Detailed.
It's like, I'm just going to go remove my name from X Factor. I was going to audition tomorrow.
Audition,
but
yeah.
I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to cry for real this time. That is hectic.
Huh?
But I really don't understand the whole singing craze thing. Because it's made people confident when they should not be singing.
Oh, yes.
Because not everyone can sing.
Yeah.
I can't sing and I'm fine with it. I'm not going to go on a stage and sing.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be in pain.
And be embarrassed.
Exactly.
Public television.
So, side note, rather let your mom tell it to you than Simon Cowell.
Then you.
Ah, then that would be worse. Yeah, so sing for your mom if she thinks you're good, then
yeah,
you might be good. Yeah. Then go sing for your dad.
Yeah, your dad will.
And if he thinks you're good, then sing for your best friend. And if you pass all three, you probably can sing.
Sing for your siblings. And siblings cannot lie.
Your siblings will tell you the truth. Yeah. The horrific truth.
I just feel like, though, someone else should tell you to go and audition for sure. You shouldn't decide for yourself. Yeah. So people should be encouraging you to go.
Yeah.
Go.
So if you've been encouraged like 10 times, then chances are
yes,
you'll make it.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been encouraged... Yes. Yeah. And don't be out there telling people they can sing when they don't sing.
Yeah.
They can't sing. They can sing. They have the ability to do it, but not necessarily good at it.
Yeah. So stop. Just keep quiet.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Next awkward conversation is the elevator conversation.
Oh, the elevator conversation.
The elevator conversation.
Classic.
So this is how it goes. The elevator doors opened up and a guy walked in the elevator. It was just me and him in there, and he said, "I love you." And I'm not rude, so I said, "I love you too." He gave me a weird look and pointed at his Bluetooth earphones.
Ooh. Oh, man.
I'm just like, why would you tell someone that you've never met that you love them? Like, they say I'm not rude, but that's not...
Yeah.
It's not rude to say you don't know the person.
Yeah.
They could be a serial killer.
They could be someone calling while we're recording.
They could be a serial killer. It's a serious thing, man.
Yeah, it's real out here. And then you hear telling him you love him.
What would you do if someone randomly walked up to you and said, "I love you"?
I would look behind me to observe. If
they're looking at me.
Yeah. And then I would say that, thank you. Yes. I would say thank you. Yeah.
That's like saying I love me too.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm awesome.
I feel like, I don't know what I feel like I'd walk away. I would just be like.
Without saying anything.
I don't know. Okay, you know when you're in the moment and then the response comes?
Yeah, just...
I don't want to be in the moment, though, so it's not something I want to see how I will respond to.
Okay.
It's not something I'm like, I wish someone would come and do that because this is weird. But I have a feeling I definitely wouldn't say that. I wouldn't lead them on.
Yeah. You would cut the...
I'd be like... I don't know what I'd say, though. Hopefully, I'd be nice in the situation. But, yes.
You wouldn't say.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell them that I love them back.
Oh, man.
Just for the sake of not being rude. Because for me, then, you are sort of being mean. Because now, the person's like, And now, you're like, no, I was joking. I didn't want to be rude. Yeah.
Sure, but now... So, she said, "I love you, too." And then the guy obviously pointed at his earphones. But then the elevator continued going up and they were both there. So
stay with the elevator music. You know that awkward elevator music where you're just like... And now you're watching. Get to the floor. Get to the floor. Get
Come
to the
on.
Floor.
You know what?
Doors open.
I'm going to step out of here. I don't care if it's floor one.
You know what? I don't love you anymore. I thought I'd give you a second chance, but you failed. I wonder if the person on the phone heard her saying that.
Ooh. Because then that's
like, who did you just say I love you? Brad, do you have another girl? See, it's tricky stuff, man. Don't tell people you love them if you don't know them.
Yeah.
And don't love them. Makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. And so the next one is between a boy and a girl. I would assume that this boy has a crush on this girl. So it's an ongoing...
It's already getting painful.
Yeah, it's a online conversation.
Ooh.
Why are you cute but so fat? Oh my word. I mean far. I meant far. No response.
Oh, that's bad. That's so bad. Far. How far is the T? Oh, they're right next to each other. The R and the T are right next to each other.
On the keyboard.
Oh, man. Oh, that man. Sucks.
And you know what happened? The first message, he must have messaged her earlier on. Mm-hmm. So I think around morning time.
Yeah.
Like 9 a.m. And then he must have realized later on, because it says here 2 o'clock.
So first he took long to reply.
So when he went back, he's like, oh my word, I said fat.
Ah, oh, wait, he didn't click.
He didn't click. He clicked afterwards.
Flip. No. No, that's when you have to pick up the phone. The problem is she might not answer.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's so bad. Shame.
Yeah, he even sent a screaming gif.
Right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I hope she forgave him. I hope he was able to fix it.
I hope she saw that he's sorry.
Maybe she blocked him after that.
Maybe she blocked him. You know?
That's hectic. That is hectic. All right. Another one is for a customer. So we've all been a customer at some point in our life.
Yeah.
Probably more than once. And we will be a customer because you go to the shops often, etc.
Yeah.
So this was a conversation between a customer and a cashier.
Mm.
So the customer said this. Meant to say, hold on for a second and give me a minute. To a customer.
Yeah.
So the person that worked at the shop said to the customer, wanted to say, you know, like when you ask a customer, you're helping a customer and then you need to go check for something. So you're like, hold on for a second. Give me a minute. But instead, what came out of their mouths was, hold me for a second.
Oh!
And then they said, what a Monday. But I feel like if it depends on who the type of person the customer was.
Yeah. As well.
Because they could have also, like, if they'd taken it well, it actually could have been quite a funny joke. But also, at the same time, you're like, what? Excuse me? Hold me for...
Yeah. The customer could have said, no, I'm bisexual or something, you know?
No!
And then it's something else.
Yeah, no, hopefully... Yeah, that one just shame. That poor... That.
Yeah, but that's...
Hopefully the customer also wasn't a regular. Because you don't want to see that. Yeah. Next time the customer walks in, you're like, oh, man.
Hey, what's up, yo?
You go serve them. You serve them. Yeah.
So the next one is a conversation between a lady and her female nail...
technician.
Yeah. So basically your pedicure and manicure person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Hi, dear. Hey, Kong. How are you? So the nail attendant...
is a guy.
Yeah. Kong. Okay. So, hi, dear. Hey, Kong. How are you? This is Kong wife. Just to let you know that Kong passed away 2 days ago. What? Yes. With the crying emoji. And then, just kidding. It's me. Lol. And then, Kong, what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, so this lady, Emma, yeah, she tweeted that this nail person has no chill. So I think Kong does these kind of jokes.
Regularly,
yes.
To his wow.
Yeah.
To his customers. Hectic stuff. I'm like just thinking, imagine you're the person. Like, imagine, like, they message you and say, hey, he died 2 days ago. You're like,
yeah. Oh, my God, Kong. Ah, what about the kids? And then, nope, it's me. No.
Look, the relief of that is nice. But also, why are we playing with death, people?
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of weird stories of people saying they died. And they're very weird stories. Yeah. All right, next one. I feel like I would have done this because... So this is a conversation also between a customer and a cashier, right?
Yeah.
So it says this. Yesterday at Target, the cashier said, your receipt is in the bag.
Ooh.
And I responded with, you too. So I've been dealing with that for the past 18 hours, but I'm slowly coming to terms with it, which is cool. I would very easily do this because I'm the type of person that has the conversation. Hi, how are you? No, I'm good, thanks, and you? No, I'm good, thanks, and you? And then you're like, oh, man, you already asked it. And then the person goes quiet and you're like, flip. Or they away. Look at you funny. Or I'm just like, yeah. So I feel that person. I wonder what the cashier did though. Yeah, but that for me, that one I feel that one has happened to me. It's very awkward. It's very painful. And then you do sit thinking about it, and you're just like, man,
man,
ah,
I shouldn't have.
Ah,
idiot.
Right.
So this next one is between a bank teller.
Mm-hmm.
I assume. Yes, she works at a bank. And then it's a conversation between her and this random lady. So, I work at a bank, and this lady came in with a $150,000 check. And to make conversation, I was like, oh, wow. I wish I had one of these. And she seriously was like, it's a life insurance check.
Mm.
I'd rather have the person instead.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hectic, man.
Oh,
that one man. Is that's what that's where you want to dig a hole and die.
Yeah.
That's where you're just like
anyway, how can I help you?
So I'd also have the person. I'm really sorry for your loss. So ooh, shame. And now you have to serve the person and
yeah, and like make things happen. And oh man.
Whew, hectic stuff.
Life as a banker.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's another one. I would like to know what happened after this one. So this is the food truck conversation. So this person says, I'm at a food truck, and this guy walks up and says, I'll have my usual. And the guy working at the food truck says, I don't know who the hell you are. I want to know what happened after that. How did the guy respond? Did he like just stare at him and then walk away? Did he be like, no, you do know me, man. Remember?
But this one is funny. this one is funny, man.
I feel like he's watched too many movies or series.
Yeah.
He was inspired. And then he just walked out. I'll have my... Or maybe he actually wanted to do it to see how the guy would respond that was working there.
Or maybe he actually thought they knew him. You know?
That's sad.
Yeah.
But I would like to have known how he responded.
Yeah.
Like, was he just defeated, put his head down and walked away? Did he get angry and be like, how can you not remember my usual?
Did he persist?
Did he say, you know me, I know you, man. You have 5 kids. We played basketball together. You're just like, oh.
I know your mom.
Yeah. Judy.
We go to church together.
Ooh. And then you know what would be bad if the guy that's working there is like,
your Uncle Tom. Oh, Flynn.
Dude, you've lost so much weight. or something, you know.
Thank you. That's what happens when you have 10 kids.
Why do you want your usual? You're going to pick it all up again.
The next one is between lady. Again, you know, the ladies have seem to have a lot of these.
Yeah, I feel like ladies do, eh?
So this is one with the lady. 3 years ago, a cute guy I worked with wanted to give me a fist bump. I thought he was pretending to hold an invisible microphone, so I leaned in forward and said hello.
Oh, that one is bad.
But how? Wait, how do you just go there? How was the guy's fist bump?
I feel for her, man. Yo, that one, the guy must be like... It's a fist pump.
What
and then she's like, oh, shame. She probably went red. She was probably like, oh, it always happens with your crush. And like,
oh, man.
I hope he was nice to her.
Yeah. Like your brain just tells you, no, it's not a fist bump. It's a microphone. And then you lean in. Your brain just betrays you. Eh?
But I feel like a microphone is normally it's positioned not like a fist pump.
Yeah,
it's positioned, yes, it's more vertical because you hold the mic up.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she got the, maybe she like bent over, I don't know, but shame, that poor girl. I feel like every girl out there is cringing for you right now.
Yeah. And the fact that she still remembers
but
it is also cool.
I think everyone has had a cringy moment with their crush.
I don't know. You know, as for the guys, we tend to be a lot smoother.
I feel like guys have had cringy moments in front of their crush.
No ways, man.
Yes.
Worst case scenario is like you falling in front of your crush.
That's bad. That's like, oh man.
That happens with us, you know. We tend to do embarrassing things.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But we don't interact and like say, like mid-convo. Like, hey, how's your friend?
There is that line where the guy's like, what? Hello? My Tim name is Hi or something.
Oh!
You know when they walk up to the girl and they completely muddle their sentence up.
My Tim name is Nick.
It's real out here, man, in front of our crushes. All right, the next one is this person's at home, right?
Yeah.
And apparently they said, my mom is not even home. Mm. And the person I hear around the house is the carpet cleaning service. But I've been yelling, grow me a cheese at them for 20 minutes.
Ah.
So they thought it was their mom.
Oh, 20 minutes.
But I sort of have had this. Have you ever had it where you wake up?
Yeah.
It normally happens on like a Saturday or public holiday. You don't expect anyone to be in the house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you just get out of bed and, you know, you want to go make a cup of coffee, grab a glass of water, and you look like you just got out of bed.
Yeah.
You're in your PJs. Your hair is, looking very interesting.
Morning hair.
And you walk confidently and halfway to the kitchen, you're like, oh, flip, someone's here. That happened to me. And I should have taken the warning from my dog. So my dog doesn't like visitors. The one dog that we have, she's very skittish and she barks at any person that comes here.
Yeah.
So I'm walking down the passage right now. I can't see them yet and they can't see me. And she starts to bark and I'm like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. As a person, I was like,
did you freak out?
She's never wrong. No, I was just like, hi. Walked into the kitchen and then like retied my hair. I was like, just act natural. It's okay. It's cool, man. You don't look that bad.
It happens.
Just don't look at yourself in the mirror because you might be shot. You know, it's one of those where you don't even look at yourself.
Mm.
You just get out
Before
of bed
you,
and walk.
Oh,
that's
man.
What happened to me. So those are painful.
It happens to the best of us.
Mm.
So, while I was out walking the dog, I noticed a neighbor waving at me through their living room window.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Nice.
Oh, no.
How nice of them. So, I waved back rather enthusiastically. She was washing her window.
Oh, shit. Shame. But maybe she thought they waving. I don't know. That happened to me too. I feel like all
what?
Of these awkward things. Okay,
come
but mine
on.
Wasn't waving. Mine was, I went to school and
no.
I was walking in and I saw my best friend walking.
Yeah.
But from behind.
From behind.
So I was behind her. She was quite a bit in front of me. So I call her. She doesn't respond. I'm like, what's going on? So I call her again. She still doesn't respond. I'm like, seriously? So I run forward a little bit, call her, trying to catch. And then I had the realization, wait. What if this isn't her?
No way.
And then I was like, it's not her. And the chick then turned around and looked at me. And then you have to act like you weren't calling her.
I
was like,
ah.
Yeah. So I've had all of these awkward situations.
Oh, man.
All right. This is another awkward one. This one, luckily, though, I haven't had. So this person just, she's saying, she's screaming because she just, so she says this, just hugged my dentist. Thinking he was going in for a hug, but really he was just taking off my dental bib. Don't think I can recover from this.
Oh no.
Oh shame.
Poor Philip the dentist.
Maybe what he likes hugs, you know?
Oh man.
Sure.
Next one. One time I went to hand someone a bowl of hot soup and my brain tried to say, careful, it's hot. And here's your soup. So instead, I blurted out, careful, it's soup.
Oh, that is
That is brain betrayal.
Yeah.
Brain betrayal.
So this person in college, they said, I went to a therapist for the first time and he asked me to tell him about my childhood. I got to... And then my parents got a divorce and he nodded, writing in his notebook and echoed, your parents got you a horse.
Ooh.
He felt so bad, but I couldn't stop laughing for 10 minutes. But for me, that one's not awkward. That one probably made them feel better
it's
about
funny,
like, the whole situation.
That's good, though. And the therapist felt so bad. Right. My word.
And they were just laughing. That probably was like, thanks, man. I feel much better now. Like, therapists should try and add humor in just to help people along, you know? Mm. Yeah, definitely.
But then they take the embarrassment. But it's okay. That's part of the, it's part of their job. Okay, the next one is a customer complaining to Pizza Hut about an order. I ordered one large pizza, and when it came, I don't know if it was a joke, but literally nothing on it. It had nothing on it. Just a crust, no sauce, cheese toppings, nothing.
Hectic.
Obviously, Pizza Hut then replied and said the person's name. Would like to hear more about this order. And then the person then replied, my bad fam, I was just dumb, and opened the pizza upside down. Yeah.
I don't know.
This guy must have been influenced somehow by something.
Probably was under some influences.
It's a spell or something.
I wonder what he did with the pizza though, if he ate it upside down and then realized... Or maybe it was like, this pizza with no toppings tastes exactly like it's got pepperoni on it. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Some people just
wow.
All right. Next one. So this person went to get a haircut today. Barber, what do you do for a living? Me. I'm a writer. What about you? Long pause. Barber. I'm a barber. Then they said we didn't speak for the rest of the haircut. I am happy to announce that I shall never be interacting with another human being again. Oh, that's so bad. I haven't done that. I would just like to state I have not done that. I'm very grateful that I haven't done that. But it's the natural response to go and you. Oh, shame that poor person.
Oh, man.
Why didn't the barber... Like, these things could be funny, though.
Yeah, the barber could have said, no, I'm a psychologist.
Yes, like, they could have made it a joke.
Who cuts hair for fun.
Right? I feel like people just need to grab a sense of humor in an awkward moment and just, you know, make it funny. Because funny takes away the cringiness.
Yeah.
Because now you're laughing about it. Shame. Hectic stuff, man.
Entire haircut. No conversation. Imagine. Oh my
God. Now they're not interacting with the human being again.
All you hear is just the sound of the machine.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ah, shame.
Okay, the next one is this person went to a library. I was practicing in the car between I had to pay a fine and I had to pay a fee. And I walked in and firmly stated I have to pee. And slapped a $5 bill on the counter. The fee was like 10 cents. And walked out. This was 3 years ago, and I still haven't been back.
Wait, but then they don't know that he actually paid the fine. That one is good.
Yeah.
That one, oh my goodness. What did the people do? Like, the cashier must have been like...
No, but also this person was supposed to pay 10 cents.
Yes, and they
paid... But because of the comment... They just walked out like, damn it.
Ah. And they'd been practicing. That's what makes it better.
In the car.
But what I don't... Oh, it's because of the pay. Because you know, like fine and fee.
I have to pay
have
a
the
fee.
Same, it starts with an F.
Yeah.
But then pay. They obviously took... They combined the pay and the fee. No, that one... That one is painful, but that one is funny. That one, oh gosh. Oh my goodness. All right, this is the last one, but I still think that the previous one beats it, but this is the last one. So this person says, I saw a girl carrying a hamster. So I asked if I could pet it, but it was actually a muffin. So I'm on my way to jump off a cliff now. The person's like... No, you may not pet my muffin. Because... Oh, shame.
I'm on my way to jump. Oh, my word.
But I think the best moments in this whole situation is to just find the humor in it.
Yeah.
Laugh. Yeah, just but for some people, I suppose, oh my, no, but that paying the fine, the fact that they just walked out,
I have to
they didn't even say my name is, I suppose they didn't want the person to know that, but you know how when you pay a fine, it has to, like you either have to give your ID so now they still have that fine against their name where they actually overpaid for it.
And they drove all the way there.
I wonder what the person did with the money. I wonder if they pocketed it or if they like put it in the, I don't know.
I have to pay.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay. Wow. Those are awkward conversations. If you have had an awkward conversation that you find hilarious, or if you want someone to laugh with you just to make you feel better, we are here for you. We are here for you.
We care for you.
Yes. So go to our social media pages and let us know, or you can WhatsApp us. Our WhatsApp line is on our Instagram bio. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, and Reddit. Let us know about your awkward conversations.
We also have a wonderful website that you can catch us on, www.activefm.co.za. We are also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
And YouTube, yeah!
Yeah.
But from us, The Shade.
Goodbye.
Peace out. We'll be right back.